This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee moves to public hearings this week in the impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Trump. As VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports, Democrats say the president abused power by withholding aid to Ukraine in exchange for damning information on a political rival.
The move comes after weeks of Republican accusations of Democrats working in secret. Republicans have continued to defend the president, even those who believe his conduct wasn't appropriate.
It is inappropriate for a president to ask a foreign leader to investigate a political rival. I believe it was inappropriate. I do not believe it was impeachable.
Democrats disagree.
The president broke the law.
At the heart of the inquiry is a July 25th phone call between Trump and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, in which Trump asks for a probe into a 2020 Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, his son Hunter's work for a Ukrainian natural gas company, and a debunked theory that Ukraine meddled in the 2016 election. At the time of the call, Trump was withholding $391 million in U.S. military aid for Kyiv. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
In Bolivia, a major change to the political landscape after weeks of protests around irregularities in last month's elections. Reuters' Chris Dignam.
Bolivian President Evo Morales announced he would resign on Sunday after the country's military called on him to step down amid a fierce backlash over a disputed October election. Protesters cheered the news of Morales' resignation, which comes after a report issued by the Organization of American States said the October 20th vote should be annulled after an audit found, quote, clear manipulations of the voting system and that the results of the election could not be verified due to, quote, serious